Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. You could talk about the Caps wrapping up their season tonight in Pittsburgh. The playoffs are looming. We know the opponent, Montreal. Yep. Don't know when they will play yet. That should probably come out later
today.
Do
you hope it's Sunday or Monday? Sunday afternoon would be perfect.
Sunday, like, yeah, 3:30.
I don't want it to be Sunday night.
Sunday, 3:30 or 4 o'clock puck drop is...
perfect.
Chef's kiss. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You talk about the potential move of the Commanders back to the RFK site. That is the big news of the day. The Commanders and DC close to a $3 billion deal for a new stadium at the RFK site. We've talked about that a lot on the show today.
How about this one, Cakes? So growing up, my favorite player before Eddie Murray came around was Jim Palmer.
Yes.
I have cousins in Puerto Rico who said that I was imitating Jim Palmer when I was 5 years old, his high leg kick. During a recent broadcast, Jim Palmer's still at it, broadcasting.
Yep.
A tray of chicken wings was brought to the announcers.
Really?
And I believe it's Kevin Brown. Is that his partner? Valdez?
Yep.
Kevin Brown said something.
He's really
hey,
good.
We got a bunch of wings. Palmer said, you know, I never had a wing.
Never eaten a chicken
Brown
wing.
Was baffled, said, wait a second, you've never had a chicken wing?
Never had a flat?
And Palmer said, no, why would I? Don't they have skin and stuff?
Chicken?
Yeah. Why, he doesn't eat skin? Like, skin's delicious.
Like, like the tastiest part of the chicken?
So he's never had fried chicken.
Brown shot back. This is what happens during a baseball broadcast. You can you know, have these conversations. Brown was like, why would you? Lots of things have skin. Apples have skin. You've never had a single chicken wing. That's staggering to me. And then Palmer said he's never had a single chicken wing, that if he eats chicken, it's only a breast without any skin.
He said not only has he not had a chicken wing, he's never had fried chicken.
He's never had Kentucky fried chicken.
He did admit that he's had chicken tenders before.
Well, that barely counts.
Yeah, that's different than
breaded.
A wing. Though.
There's breaded.
Something special about the wings and eating it between the bones.
It's kind of primal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
But he's never had fried chicken.
Chicken? No,
well, if he's had a chicken.
Maybe he had a baked chicken tender.
So apparently they did like a full court press because I guess the next broadcast, they brought out a tray of chicken wings from the warehouse
Would
bar
he try
and grill.
It?
And he said, oh, good for them.
So I guess he
didn't have
He said last night he was going to try. He was going to have a bite of the tender. And then he said, if the Orioles hit another grand slam, he'll eat a wing.
Oh, Jackson Holliday
had a grand slam.
It's that big of a deal.
And he said, if they have another grand slam, he'd eat a wing.
It's that big a deal for him to eat the skin?
I'll eat a wing whenever. I'll eat a wing at 3 in the morning.
I'll eat one right now.
Yeah. I mean, if you brought in tray
someone
of wings,
wants to bring some down, I'm
now, if you
pummeling
bring,
them.
If you bring some with ranch. I'll eat both.
So anything you haven't tried that you want to try? I'll try anything.
There's a lot of things that
there's a lot of things I
no, I mean food wise.
Things I won't try.
Like that's
that I want to try.
He's
no.
never tried a chicken wing.
I don't.
He's just super health conscious. I mean, that's what I would assume, right?
I never had sushi until maybe 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know when sushi became popular. I don't feel like it was popular when we were growing up.
I started eating sushi when I started working.
I'll tell you a food I'll never eat again, but I've had a beet. Beets are terrible. Beets are awful.
I don't mind a
beet. It tastes like you're eating dirt. There's no point in eating them ever, however they're prepared. I'll never eat another beet again.
Maybe I've had like a processed beet or something.
Nope. It will never. The beet will never go in here ever
again.
I
don't have like a food phobia, really. I'll try anything. Like my kids, I have one kid. She's like your son. She's like Dylan. She smells it. She looks at it. She'll pick the seeds off of something, before she eats it.
Yeah.
My son's made a big advancement because he's working at Potbelly. They have an Italian sub.
Delicious.
That he used to not even eat ham.
Yeah. My daughter won't eat sandwiches.
Or salami or anything.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Grilled cheese she'll eat.
Yeah, that's his go-to order. Like if we go to a sandwich
another
shop, he usually gets a grilled cheese.
Another food that will never go into this mouth ever again. I can't remember the last time it did. Cottage cheese. It's gross.
Agreed.
It's disgusting. I would never ever consider eating it.
Although there might be cottage cheese in some of your meals, you just don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it isn't.
You might be surprised.
Oh, I would be surprised if I consumed cottage cheese.
800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. I thought that was odd. One of my heroes doesn't eat chicken wings. I mean, he's never even tried a chicken wing.
He's never had the pleasure of eating a lemon pepper wing.
That's why he looks so good in his underwear.
Yeah, probably. Wasn't he famous too for like he only wore the hat during games because he wanted to take he heard some sort of myth
about you
maybe that
your
if
hair.
You wore your hat all the time you would lose your hair. Yeah.
There might be something to that.
Knows?
I know they say it's a myth, but
I don't know. You guys wear your hats all the time.
I wear it. Well, Drab and I wear our hats a lot, and we're on the opposite side of the spectrum.
All right, let's go to Gary real quick. Gary is actually the athletic director at Highland. I think Lurch slandered Highland
Gary,
High School.
No,
I think.
Why? What did I say?
Me. I don't know.
Of course, Lurch. Lurch, you owe me an apology.
What?
Big
what did
time,
I?
Buddy.
It was
what
mostly
I,
Cakes who said
all I said was where was
no, no. I basically said you're a trailer. The basketball court attack.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Cakes is the one who slandered you.
Yeah.
Right, that wasn't me. What's the deal with your school?
Hey, so guys, thanks. First of all, I appreciate all you do. Big fan of the program, by
the
way.
Thanks,
thank you, bud.
And after this, I'm more than willing to take you guys out for a round of golf here at Fauquier Springs Country Club. So,
I've played there before. I like that spot.
We'll part as friends in this. But
all right.
Highland School is a college preparatory day school here in Warrenton, Virginia.
That's so far away, man.
So not far from Manassas. We're still in the DMV, guys. We're still adopted by the DMV.
So, I don't know. That's dicey.
I mean, it takes forever.
You're on the outer fringes, my friend.
It's so far.
Yeah, we're on the outer fringes, no
doubt. They're like
100%.
Neptune, the DMV. Yeah.
So do you have a really good basketball team then?
We have a really good basketball team. We were lucky enough this year, or skilled enough this year, to win the Division I championship.
All right.
Very tough tournament. Paul the Sixth, obviously one of the top teams in our area all along, lost in the semifinals to Bishop O'Connell.
Right.
And we were able to defeat Bishop O'Connell in the championship.
Nicely done. Now, Nate Ament, we were just talking about him. That's why
right.
Highland came up. He's undecided, correct?
That is correct. He's narrowed it to Duke, Louisville, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
It's a pretty good list.
And his decision next week.
Solid list right there.
Yeah, because he's...
How do they recruit? Did they just come with big checks?
Yeah, big sacks of cash.
No comment.
Yeah, because in one of the mock drafts, Nate is for 2026 is projected to go 3.
Wow. So what's his deal?
Yeah, the kid is special. He's 6'10". He can handle the ball, shoot to 3, plays above the rim.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, he's just a great kid. Near 4.0 student. Highly committed to his academics is one of the reasons he is here. We're a college preparatory day school. He's just a great kid, and we're so excited for him and all that he's accomplished. And I've been doing this 40 years, and he by far has the highest ceiling of any kid that I have seen either coached or have had an opportunity to see at the high school level. So. We're fortunate that he chose us, and we are excited for him. We're excited for his future, and I think this is going to be a kid people are going to put a star by here real soon if they haven't already.
So he came and just played the one season for you guys?
No, he transferred here from Colgan High School in Prince William County 2 years ago, so he played for his junior and senior year here.
Nice.
Did his dad or mom play anywhere? Where does he get the height?
But his dad was a former college player. I do not recall right now where he played, but okay. He also played. His dad's probably 6'6", 6'7", I would guess.
Okay.
Nate is about 6'10". He's got probably a 7'1" wingspan.
Wow.
You know, so mm-hmm. really, he's a special kid. But I really do appreciate you guys calling attention to him. Yes, he is a local product, and
you're not a trailer. Like, you got a real campus.
No, the school looks good. I saw a picture.
Guys, I would like to invite all of you out for a school tour. We're pre-K through 12 campus, 50 acres or so here in Warrington, and very proud of all that the school has accomplished, both in basketball and other sports, and academically as well. So I'd love to invite you guys out. Short drive away, take you for a round of golf. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Glad to hear our school mentioned, but I had to set the record straight.
All right. Appreciate the call.
The
we understand.
Set the record straight.
Hey, tell my boy, is Jerry Carter still a member out of Fauquier Springs?
Oh, my goodness. Jerry Carter is. I know Jerry and I are very close friends.
Jerry Carter is a former athletic director at Briar Woods, okay. Where my daughters went. Yes. Gotcha. Yeah, all right. Good correct. Dude.
Jason's the ultimate schmoozer with people who are members at country clubs.
The only reason
that's not the reason I was a schmoozer with him.
The reason I threw the trailer comment
thanks,
out was
Garrett.
Because when I remember Tracy McGrady when he was like
Mount Zion.
He played for someplace called Mount Zion, which
down Carolina.
When they went there like with the camera crew, they were like, do you have classrooms?
Or as big as a studio.
Do you have books? And they were like, no, we just got a baller basketball team. Yeah. So that's like kind of the approach that I was taking.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not correct.
Is there some sort of entrance exam you have to take to go there?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
We should have Cakes take it.
You know what? 6'10", and you can be a top five pick in the draft. That's your that's your meal ticket. Mm. Good for him. That kid looks like he's going to be the real deal.
Making his decision next week, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Duke, Arkansas. Can't remember the other
Kentucky.
School.
Louisville.
Big silly.
All the big dogs. I think
he's waiting till how the portal shakes out.
Mm.
Yeah,
smart.
See where he would fit in.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get a million plus.
Oh, a million at least. Plus, I mean, if he's not big of a recruit.
Million plus. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, because these transfer kids are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Might be more.
Yeah, it might be more. Might be getting multiple millions.
I mean, if he's projected to be the number three pick in the 2026 draft, he's going to get paid a lot.
Right. I'm trying to watch his highlights on my computer, but it's choppy. Probably from that trailer park school.
They got a bad AV program.
By the way, his AAU team is a good name. Team Loaded.
Yeah, Team Loaded.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm convinced I could be a basketball scout. It's maybe a hidden talent of mine.
Okay.
A couple years ago, I went with Denton. We went to Paul the Sixth game.
Okay. Yeah.
And they had all these stars. You know, the kids are going to Duke and all over the place. There was a freshman on their team that was on the bench. Was like 7th, 8th man.
Okay.
That I walked in the gym. I saw this kid for 2 seconds, and I said, well, that's a future superstar because he had so much bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like 6'1 at that time, and he was doing unbelievable dunks. I said, that kid's going to be a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Jordan Smith. And he is now the number 5 overall recruit for next year.
Wow, look at you. You know what?
Hidden talent.
You do have a talent. You got an eye for talent.
Now, granted, most of the kids at Paul the Sixth are going to be top recruits. There's a reason they're there, but...
Everybody
but you
the
saw
work
the bounce.
Yeah.
I saw the bounce.
How tall is he now?
He's like 6'2", 6'3". He's a guard.
Okay, he's grown a little bit.
It's pretty good to be that highly ranked if he's not like that big. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. Super athletic.
All right.
Well, so there you go.
Now I'm all in this Nate Ament clips.
Yep.
Okay.
Going to go down that wormhole.
I am. I'm down the wormhole. It looks like you can shoot. Big kid, score inside. Yeah. They list him at 6'9". The athletic director said 6'10".
Yeah.
Probably with sneaks.
He'll probably grow to like 7'1". By the time he hits the pros.
He's 6'10", and he's really thin.
Yeah.
Is he about 185 or something? I think that's what they listed him at.
Yeah. But he doesn't look like sickly. Like, he looks good.
Yeah, looks good. He'll gain weight.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Jump.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Time to get into EB's entertainment page, which of course is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. Driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant. They will take care of you. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of vehicles, new and pre-owned, at BMWFairfax.com.
Dot com, you mean?
correct. I actually said that one time.
Yeah, you and JP. You're in the dot com club.
Yeah. You might be there soon.
That was almost a tongue twister.
Hold on.
There.
Dot com club?
Club is tough.
I nailed it.
You kinda. Did, but I'm just, it's a tongue twister. Oh, yeah. That's a tough one.
I don't know. Did you guys? I don't think we've talked about this, but obviously we talked about the Blue Origin flight with all the women, with like Gayle King and Katy Perry, and everybody's annoyed by Katy Perry and everything. did you know, shocker, that there are some people speculating that maybe the whole thing was a hoax?
Yes, I saw that. It was all staged.
And I don't know where I stand on that. My guess is it wasn't a hoax, but there's two things that jumped out at me. One is because they opened the door from the inside before
Bezos could open it with his little tool, and they say it should have been pressurized and all that. I don't know. My guess is they probably just opened the door prematurely, and they wanted to wait for the photo op. But the other thing is they're saying that Katy Perry had her little daisy, you know, and that she showed it before she went out on the flight, and then when she came back, you know, 2 minutes later, it wasn't all wilted and everything. Okay. And they say that if she was truly up in space, it would have like wilted and it would have had all these effects on the daisy. It wouldn't have looked just like it looked.
Okay.
Mm. 10 minutes later. I don't know. I get a kick out of all that stuff. I find it hard to believe that they'd be able to pull that stunt off today with so many eyeballs.
Right.
But those rumors are out there.
I do think the botched photo op is hilarious to me.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that Bezos wanted to be part of it. And
yeah,
look at
they
me,
opened
look,
the door too soon.
And make it look like he needed this big tool to pry open the door from the outside. And Katy Perry just like, hello, we're back. And opens the door from the, from the interior.
That's my guess. Yeah. But who knows? Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So Jelly Roll, I got to give this dude credit, man. He actually has lost a ton of weight.
He has lost a lot of weight, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Let's go around the room. No, I don't think so.
Really?
But maybe. But he says he's doing his whole exercise regimen, and he's got all these like social media guys helping
him. How much has he lost?
Well, here's the thing. I want you to guess what his peak weight was.
All right. I got a guess.
Don't look.
I did this story last week.
Hold on.
I'm going to recuse myself.
Yeah, wasn't it right around 470, something like that?
475. What do you have? 425.
I think it was say 470. I think it was like 570 pounds.
540 pounds.
Good Lord. Okay.
He was 540 pounds. He's now down to allegedly, and it looks like it, 357 pounds.
That's a lot.
He's lost almost 200 pounds.
And it's a lineman size.
Pretty incredible. And you could there's actually some footage of him. I don't know if he's walking or I think he's walking or trying to maybe fast walk in LA, but he's not one of those guys that can kind of hide, right? He's got the face tattoo.
Yeah, he's pretty
recognizable. He's an enormous guy.
Yeah.
So when he goes out there to exercise, he's going to be seen.
Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah, everybody can see him.
Yep.
But hey, give him props, man. Guy's lost a ton of weight, and I'm not going to say he looks. Can you imagine the excess skin he's got?
Oh, I know.
Like if he can actually keep this weight off. I think that surgery, they say, is very painful, too.
Yeah,
you know, they
know.
Say, like...
What, to tighten up the surgery?
Yes. Or when they get the rid of your tattoos, it's super painful. Some people will do, like, one treatment, and then they're like, no, I'm out. That hurts too much. I think I've heard when they cut your skin out and they tighten you all up, that's really painful, too.
I'm sure it is.
I don't know.
Is he trying to lose another couple hundred pounds? I think
probably. I don't think he's done.
He's at 350, you said now?
He's at 357.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exact details. When Cakes did the story last week, I think the goal was around 250.
So another 100?
Yeah, he said he's going to go like skydiving with his wife when he lost another 100 pounds.
Right.
It was his goal.
Oh, that's right.
Well, if he does that, he's going to have to get the surgery. He's going to have to get the excess skin.
Yeah. I would guess.
Because, I mean, I feel bad when I see people who have all that extra skin. It's like terrible. All right. There's a story here about Steven Tyler. And Cakes, did you know one of Steven Tyler's, I don't know, one of his habits that he had when he would go out and perform?
I don't know.
I mean, habit's the wrong word, but
a ritual?
He had kind of a ritual, yeah. He would wrap his microphone in a scarf.
Okay.
Yeah, he was always a weird guy.
Yeah, like bandanas and scarves.
That's a big thing when Aerosmith performs is that there's a scarf around the microphone. Mm-hmm.
Right. And do you know why
or
he
multiple
did that?
Scarves.
I don't know why he did that.
Apparently, according to his daughters, he did that to hide all the pills he was taking during the performance.
Oh, really?
So he needed those pills even while he was singing, while he was performing, and he would stuff them into his scarf.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Now, I believe he's done, right? Because of all of his injuries and
Aerosmith said they're finished touring.
They're done.
Yeah.
Right?
Is he 80
77.
Yet?
They had a great run.
I mean,
He had a vocal injury during a concert in the farewell tour.
He
can't sing, I don't think.
I don't think so. And he also, he had to go back into rehab again in 2022. So just a long career. Of super successful.
Can you imagine all the stuff he's put in his body? Oh, and he's still alive.
Him and the other members of the band, like.
I know that's
in
why.
In the 70s and 80s, how many drugs were being done?
When I pour myself a cocktail, I go, well, I mean, Steven Tyler, way more than this. He would drink the whole
bottle. And he's still alive.
That's my bit. People used to be all over me for like taking an extra Advil here and there. I was like, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
The guys from Motley Crue are still alive. Ozzy Osbourne's still alive. Now, he's got Parkinson's. He's banged up, but he's still alive.
All the Rolling Stones.
They're all still alive. Yeah. Except
they did everything.
One of the drummer passed away a few years ago, correct?
Don't know.
I think it was Charlie Wood.
Charlie Watts.
Watts. Why'd I say Charlie Wood?
Chuck Watts.
Charlie Watts.
Yeah, so you're good. You can have an extra pour of your old fashioned. You're gonna be fine.
Right. Justin Bieber and his wife Haley, they were recently seen at Coachella. Remember, I don't know if you saw any of those videos. They were dancing all goofy, probably high off their...
Luckily, I didn't see any videos.
But you said
Coachella.
They were cooked.
Well, that's, you know, there's a... She unfollowed them, and then she said it was a glitch.
Oh.
Come on.
It was a glitch.
But they were hanging out together at Coachella doing God only knows what.
I saw stories about Coachella that it was ridiculously hot.
I'm sure. But the story here with Haley and Justin is as soon as they got back to L.A., they, I guess they partied so much that they found some sort of clinic where allegedly they go to like detox and to, you know,
cleanse,
get rid of all the hangover issues and everything from all the partying,
toxins.
All the toxins.
You have to get some IVs.
Yeah. Get all that. Get all the IV stuff and everything. Haley Joel Osment, Cakes, was arrested again. This time for public intoxication.
Oh.
Now, it's kind of unfair to say that, but he was, I believe, busted for intoxication back in like 2006. I think he drove into a pillar or something.
Where was he this time?
This time he was skiing.
Skiing drunk?
Yes.
Always want to go skiing.
That ain't smart.
He was at a California ski resort at the Mammoth Mountain Resort.
Hey, Hales, you want to go ski?
Ski patrol officers.
Bring your pole.
Called in about an allegedly intoxicated individual. And it was like 2 in the afternoon. And he was booked and released for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance. They say he's been going through it recently. He lost everything in one of those wildfires.
Ah, that sucks.
He's had issues with his insurance. He found a replacement home, but insurer denied the claim. So I don't know if he's freaking homeless. I don't know what's going on with him. But they say he lost
everything.
I can't
imagine what's going on with the people out there that lost their homes and dealing with the insurance.
It's terrible.
Because the insurance can't, I mean, they don't have enough money just to build new homes for the exact same amount. They just can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were 12,000 or 15,000 homes destroyed. Can you imagine that money?
I mean, who knows? Got to be in the billions.
I know.
I mean, I've never seen this in a story about a skier. He was identified as a, quote, unruly skier. So I guess he was just a menace up on the mountain. And they're like, well, we have to get this guy off the mountain, whoever it is. He's a kid from The Sixth Sense.
He's probably seeing ghosts.
I saw Bruce Willis on the mountain.
I wonder if there's video of it.
I don't know.
There could be. Well, they definitely have mugshots of him. He's definitely a little chunky. He's not a big guy, right? He's got to be a little
guy. I think, I don't know how tall he is.
He looks a little chunky.
I'm not going to go hard on the short kings.
You're not?
I got to go easy.
You got to stay good.
I mean,
you
want
to know his height?
I hope I'm taller than him.
5'5", I'm going to guess.
Oh, you're just guessing.
Yeah, he's guessing.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
Hold up.
5'5 to 5'6.
5'6. Yeah, now, has he done any acting of any note in recent years?
He was in something that I saw in the last few years, but I'd have to look at his filmography to place it.
He's been busy. I mean, 2020 cranked out 3 movies. 2022, he was in Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's kind of a dog.
He was in 2 movies last year.
He was in like a TV series that I definitely watched. I'll have to pull it up. What was he in that I saw recently? He has worked a lot. He's trying to pay those bills.
I don't know. What show would you have watched? Goliath?
Nope. I'm trying to find it. Nope. Don't see it.
I don't see any of it.
I've seen him in something.
The Kaminsky Method?
No.
Did you watch that?
Nope.
Teachers?
Nope. Not sure where I saw him.
He's been busy. He's
Damn
working
it.
A lot.
Jason.
I don't know any of these movies that he was in.
Jordan Hudson. Do you know who that is?
Jason Bishop.
Jordan Hudson.
Any of you guys know Jordan Hudson?
Travis is looking at us like we are the most household out of touch people.
Oh, hold on.
Jordan Hudson is a household name.
Now, I didn't know the name. I just looked. It's Belichick's girlfriend.
Belichick's girlfriend.
Okay, all right.
No, I wouldn't know her name.
She kind of made it Instagram official. I mean, they've already obviously acknowledged that they've been dating, but she posted pictures from their 73rd birthday celebration for Bill.
Bill looks pretty happy in that picture.
73.
It looks like me in most pictures.
And his 24-year-old girlfriend. I guess they went all out. They've been dating for a couple years now. He is wearing a gray suit, they say, for his big day, while Hudson donned a strapless green gown. They started dating in 2022 after meeting on a plane ride in 2021 when he signed her textbook.
What's the over-under on them having a kid?
That's a weird bit, him signing her textbook.
You think
they'll have a kid? Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet they will.
I mean, the kid's going to be daddy-less.
No, it's selfish.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's selfish for Bill Belichick to provide his material for a kid.
I'll place a wager that they have a kid.
Hey, you're stealing my bold prediction. That was mine from the fall.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't log that.
I already claimed that.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You've got squatter's rights on it, Drab. I will remember that.
Here's the thing. There's just no way that they have anything in common besides hitting skins, right? She's
probably
younger than them. Like, yeah. her life experiences did literally nothing in common. Nothing. I don't know. It irritates me for some reason.
Belichick was just had to cancel a recruiting visit in Loudoun County.
Uh huh.
He was going. There's a big time offensive tackle. I think he goes to Loudoun Valley or he's a Loudoun County kid, Leesburg
right.
kid, and he had to cancel the recruiting visit.
Why?
I don't think he told the family or told the AD, but he was definitely in. I think it was because he was recruiting a couple other kids in another part of the area, and the visits went long.
Mm-hmm.
But he was definitely in the area recruiting kids.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was Bill Belichick. A month or two ago. He made the rounds. He was at Dematha and Good Counsel and everywhere. So, I mean, he's definitely out there pounding the pavement. He's putting the work in.
I wonder if he brought Jordan Hudson with him.
Probably did. Probably doesn't leave his side. But I don't know why
that kid would have signed right on the dot if he brought Jordan Hudson.
There's a photo of him where he's wearing some sort of Husky sweatshirt. He looks terrible.
Did the beach scene bother you?
It was a little much. Them doing beach yoga together.
Yeah.
It was a little much.
I mean, it's just creepy. He's just 50 years older. There is a line, and I think that's crossed the line.
Personally, I think it's selfish for a 73-year-old to impregnate a 24-year-old, and then he's not going to be there in 10 years.
I mean, you're going to have a fatherless.
It's a weird dynamic.
Probably 7 or 8-year-old kid.
Now, maybe it'll happen. I just find it kind of weird.
Doesn't that happen somewhat frequently with Hollywood stars? Doesn't Al Pacino have kids?
Yeah.
It's all tried.
Frequently? Yeah. I don't know if it's frequently.
No, but I think it's not an uncommon thing in like celebrity relationships, old actors or whatever.
I mean, we talked about Alec Baldwin fairly recently. Yeah. Now, he's not that old, but didn't he crank out like 7 or 8 kids with this
he
new
did.
Wife?
He's been busy. Yeah.
Drab, I know this is your dream, and so you probably are all about it, but I just think it's weird.
I mean, people say, what do they have in common? I mean, they have fun together. I don't know what else to say.
Maybe he makes her laugh.
People marry spouses from other countries.
Yeah.
I know, but you have similar life experiences at some
not
point that you share. Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes there's the yin yang. You got to balance each other out. By the way, Al Pacino, 84, welcomed the baby boy in June of 2020.
How old's the mom? Like 40s?
I don't know.
I don't even know if she's that. She might be.
Might be younger than that.
I think she might be like in her 30s.
So you know how Musk has a million kids? And one of the more recent ones, like apparently he's got them everywhere. Amber Heard allegedly might even have some more of. Because I guess she saved up some, like the...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, she had some in the freezer?
Some embryos or whatever, and he wants her to get rid of them, and she wouldn't get rid of them.
Okay.
And apparently she's pregnant again.
Okay.
So people are like speculating it might be another Musk kid. But this other chick, this like a conservative chick that he knocked up recently, he offered her $15 million
to just never acknowledge until the boy was 18 that he was the father publicly.
Okay, right.
Father of the year there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Good dad.
He's just laying his seat everywhere. Wow. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
She turned it down.
It's quite an offer.
I think that's actually good of her, because if you were born in that situation, all right, you're born to $15 million, but you never know who your dad is. It's trifling. Al Pacino's wife, 29.
Oh, not even 30.
That's even worse than Bella. Why are we killing Pacino? We got to be killing Pacino over Belichick.
We should be.
And Pacino.
Cakes, what was his character name in Any Given Sunday?
The coach?
Yes.
Who delivered an amazing speech at the end of the movie? What was his name?
Tony. D?
Like D'Amato?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
God, it's such a good speech. So good.
And then last but not least, Valdez, you've only given me the headline here. I don't see the story, but it has something to do. I know, Jason's that you're a garbage fan, right? Jason, you always like garbage when you're in college or whatever.
There's no pictures?
No, there's a picture.
I love garbage.
There's a picture. Shirley Manson claps back at being called unrecognizable.
Well, she had like throat surgery or something, didn't
she? She says, I will continue to wrinkle and flub. There's nothing, I guess, you know. Just deal with it, you know, as she's aging.
They were booked to the HFS festival. Like, they couldn't play.
She's 60 yet?
58 years old.
She definitely had some health issues.
They don't put out new music anymore, right?
They probably do.
I mean, I'm sure.
What else are aging bands going to do?
Just play the hits.
That's what they should do.
They should do.
Just crank out new music and think people actually care about it, which generally they don't. All right. If you want to call us on an open line Thursday, you can do that at 800-636-1067.
All right, guys, if you want to upgrade your backyard like your boy did, Offenbacher's got the perfect solution. Why spend a fortune on a high-maintenance pool when you can enjoy a versatile swim spa for far less? Swim, exercise, relax, all in one. And when it's time to unwind, nothing beats a traditional hot tub. Got one. With warm, bubbling water to melt away your stress. Plus, check out their brand-new cold plunges. Ooh, I'm loud on that. People love them, though. Boost your circulation. Speed up recovery. Visit Offenbacher's in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Check them out, Offenbacher's.com. Don't forget, mention EB for a free $500 gift card with your spa purchase. Don't wait. Secure your summer now with Offenbacher.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This segment of The Junk's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot right now. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then grab a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can get both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Cakes, why is today a great day?
Why is today a great day?
Baseball. That's why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he loves
with day baseball.
Well, it's day baseball, 12:35 Nats.
All right, so that makes it great.
And
yes.
I think there's like three other or four other games in the afternoon. And okay. first round of the RBC at Heritage. Denny McCarthy off to a decent start, 2-under through 6.
Nice.
Very good. Always root for him.
So you've got day baseball and then kicks into first round coverage of the RBC.
Is Rory playing in it?
He is not.
Takes the week off.
Oh, by the way, Drab just brought up a great point.
Huh.
We could do some version of the Washington-Pittsburgh double dip today because the Nats are playing the Pirates and the Caps are in Pittsburgh. Oh. They're in Steel City to play the Pens.
Forgot about
Don't
that.
Don't know how to bet that Caps game. Dow didn't even know what the situation is in terms of playing.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Let me see what the number is on that.
Yeah, what's the number if you bet on both just to win?
All right, hold on.
Dubs.
Hold the phone. All right, Washington is...
Or you could fade them both. You can do whatever you want.
See, they don't expect Washington to... I mean, I don't know what FanDuel knows, but in a regular game that meant a lot,
yeah,
the Caps would be a significant favorite against the Pens. That's even money.
Okay.
So I don't know what I...
You can dabble with that if you want.
You can dabble, put something small on it.
Throw a few shekels on it.
But
see what happens.
Yeah.
Couple things to bring up before we go. First of all, Mike Marr's doing a great job with our YouTube videos.
He is, yes. Give him a clap.
If you haven't done it yet,
clap him up.
Mm.
Subscribe to the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mike Marr on our show puts out videos. The other shows put out videos as well. Subscribe, like it, thumbs up, whatever the heck the deal is with YouTube.
Are you getting increased number of subscribers, Marr?
Yeah, I mean, now that it's not football season, it kind of plateaued a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're still pumping out the content. Okay. But once football season starts, I mean, it's a rocket ship all the way up.
But
all
he put out, I know, one of our Rick Snyder interviews out there, us talking about the stadiums. It's also on Twitter as well, at Junks Radio. Couple goofy little stories here. Would you do this? There's this, apparently social media went ablaze that the, I guess this was mentioned. I don't want to talk politics, but he is the defense secretary, Pete Hegseth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But one of his former co-hosts on Fox said that he used to, if he was having a bagel with cream cheese and it fell face down,
he would still eat
cream cheese
it?
In the ground,
yeah,
he would still pick it up and eat it.
I mean, that's... Now, if it falls bagel side down and the cream cheese is up,
right,
I think acceptable.
I mean, it depends what you see.
But like,
well, it depends on where it falls.
Like, is it falling on like a kitchen floor that people are walking on and there's like...
Or is it fall in the yard and on the grass? I mean, I'm probably not going to eat it if it falls on a floor that multiple people are walking.
Probably not.
So I don't know. Apparently somebody on set had something fall to the ground and then the other co-host said, "Hey, he used to drop a bagel upside down, cream cheese on the floor, pick it up and eat it."
Man believes in his immune system.
How about you just go back and get another bagel? Is that a possibility?
He doesn't want to waste.
Disqualifying, not fit for service. Can't trust that guy.
Really?
Take us to war?
Yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah. It is psychopathic tendencies.
Apparently, he said he didn't even wash his hands. Now, he's in the military. So, I don't know if he was a CEO.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Now look, if you're overseas and you're in freaking Iraq or Afghanistan, right, and you drop something on the ground and you don't have
You don't have all the accoutrements.
Yeah. Then I understand grabbing it and stuffing it into your face.
Yeah.
But if you're just, if you're like Panera or you're like some sort of big spread where there's 100 bagels.
Just grab another one.
You grab another one and you, I guess you weirdos slather it with cream cheese and then you eat it.
All right. What is the one
thing?
Man,
he went to Princeton and Harvard.
What is the one thing that OnlyFans influencer Lily Phillips says that she will not do?
Oh, I saw this headline. I didn't
click on it. She's one of the girls that, right?
She's done like, she wants to do like 100 a night or 1,000.
She's in a body off with,
yes.
Who else? A blue chick.
Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue.
I can't believe you know who these girls are.
Well, we've talked about it on the show.
I have no idea who Bonnie Blue is.
They should both have Arby's.
I think Bonnie Blue
endorsements.
No idea.
They're claiming to do 1,000. Maybe Lily has done 100 in one day, one outing.
What will she not do?
Well, I'm sure she'll do most of the basics. Like, you know, even if you, you know, like even if you're thinking outside the box a little bit.
What is it that she wouldn't do?
Kiss.
Or she won't kiss. She's Ron Mexico. That was Ron Mexico's bit back in the day.
He came also Michael 50 Vick. Cent, right? I ain't into making love. I'm into having sex.
Correct.
She said,
I don't know if that's exactly her.
Isn't that it?
You're all over it.
She said, you can get really ill. I don't think that's healthy to be kissing that many people.
Oh, man.
But doing what you're doing is healthy.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, you don't,
probably so many little Debbies. All I can say, you know what I'm saying.
Yet
kissing is out of bounds.
Well, and some people, they don't. Some people say like they don't mind, like the swingers, they don't mind if their spouse has sex with another person, but they do mind if their spouse kisses.
Too intimate.
Yeah, you know what they say, Giggs.
Yeah, you know what those swingers say.
Yeah,
people with the pineapple door knockers,
upside down pineapple,
and the white rocks.
Yeah. And last but not least, it looks like Panama City will no longer be a spring break destination.
Yeah, too much chaos,
too much shenanigans,
there, right?
too much crime.
Yeah,
I've never been to Panama City.
I've never been to Panama or Panama City.
Never will.
I've heard Panama 1,000 times. Yes. Smash. But
Right. Do I have time? Do I have time? I want to go to the skin reduction
guy.
You
got about 20 seconds.
30 seconds?
30.
All right, give us that. 10 seconds on skin reduction surgery. Mickey?
Yes, sir.
Give us 10 seconds on it. Quick.
My wife had it a little over a decade ago. And you are right. She said it was one of the most painful things she's ever experienced.
Yeah. Good job, Mickey. You got it done.
Do it, though.
You're the man.
You don't want all that extra skin.
Nope.
Looks terrible.
Give it to Jim Palmer. Love skin.
P. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.